This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. Stop. Hey, what's that
sound? Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's been pretty obvious for a while now that the Trump-Russia story is essentially bogus. There are some criticisms you could level at the Trump administration, maybe a few of them, but collaborating with Vladimir Putin is not on that list. So why are the other news channels still behaving like this stupid little conspiracy tale is the moral equivalent of the Nuremberg trials? Well, until this morning, we could only speculate, and we did, but now we know for sure. James O'Keefe's Project Veritas released a new video in which a CNN producer called John Bonifield explained the entire deal and admitted the network's coverage was, quote, BS. Watch.
Honestly, you think the whole Russia is just like bull.
Could be bull. I mean, it's mostly bull right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof.
The more I see CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
This is ratings.
This is ratings.
Our ratings are incredible right now.
The ratings are incredible. Never mind that the core story is untrue, or that it's a distraction from important events actually taking place in the world, or that maybe most important, it's hamstringing our foreign policy to the point where America's vital interests are suffering as a result. Who cares? It's ratings gold. And that's all that matters. According to Bonifield, CNN President Jeff Zucker actually ordered his reporters to get off real news and back to Russia because, hey, it's a cash cow.
So, my boss, I shouldn't say this, my boss a couple days yesterday, we were having a discussion about this Fentanyl shoot, and he's like, I just want you to know what we're up against here. And he goes, just to give you some context, President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half we covered the climate accords, and the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So even the climate accords, it was like, okay, a day or so, but we're moving back to Russia.
Yeah, good luck explaining something complicated like science. Now, in case you're wondering whether the tape you just saw is real, and you might wonder, we should tell you that CNN is not even contesting its veracity, nor are they backing away from it in any way. A real news outlet might feel an obligation to explain itself, having just been caught pushing a bogus conspiracy in exchange for more advertiser dollars, but not CNN. Instead, they issued a statement briefly in support of the producer in question. Here's what it says. Quote, diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong, and we welcome and embrace it. Of course, diversity. Say the word five times and all is forgiven. It's like magic, the progressive equivalent of the witch's spell. The irony, though, of course, is that diversity of thought is exactly what is missing in the American media at this moment. Almost every reporter in Washington is hot on this Russia story. Those who dissent are attacked by their peers as collaborators, collaborating either with Trump or, more ominously, with Putin himself. The result is to make everyone in the press dumber and much more credulous. Just yesterday, CNN had to fire three of its reporters after they published a bogus story attempting to connect Trump associate Anthony Scaramucci with the Russian government. Now, the piece was clearly wrong, thinly sourced and puffy. And yet, this is the interesting part. No other American news outlets caught it. In the end, that story was exposed by something called Sputnik News. That's a media company literally owned by the Russian government, ironically. So the question is, where were the watchdogs in our own press? Well, they were, of course, hypnotized by their own preconceptions. The story confirmed their biases, therefore it had to be true, even when it wasn't. And by the way, it's not just CNN. Remember that in December, the Washington Post claimed Russian intelligence had literally hacked our power grid in this country. Now, that story was totally false in every detail. The Washington Post published it anyway. Slate.com, meanwhile, ran a piece claiming the Trump Organization had a secret server connection to Russia. That turned out to be false, too, published anyway. Even reliable old C-SPAN, probably the straightest news outlet in the world, great people there, but it still got caught up for just a second in the Red Scare itself. In January, they claimed to have been hacked by the Russian media. Never happened. Now, part of this is just hysteria, that moment when you convince yourself that the monsters under your bed are real. But part of it is more sinister than that. It's the conscious decision to tell your viewers what they want to hear even when you know the core story is wrong. That's called corruption, and it's happening, and these tapes show it's happening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The more I see that, it's constantly like Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia is just like bull.
Could be bull. I mean, it's mostly right now. Like, we don't have any giant proof. I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords, but we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
Of course, this was, if you've not heard by now, this was, audio that was captured, audio and video captured by James O'Keefe from Veritas. And bringing the truth of what Donald Trump has been saying to light, you would, in listening to this track, it helps you understand what CNN's motivation is. And it would appear that Zucker, the CEO of CNN, was encouraging the team to focus on that which was drawing ratings. Yes, their ratings had increased. They're still third in the cable news race, but their ratings were on the increase, and that's what they were chasing. So when you consider what fake news is all about, Scott, it's not about the credibility of the news. It's not being objective about it and doing all the hard, kind of gumshoe kind of work that, investigative reporting is all about. It's like, okay, let's expedite things. And this is the nature. I think this is part and parcel of our culture, that we want to hurry up and, get there instead of going through the process and doing the due diligence. And I imagine for some people who have, went through, journalism schools and did all the hard work and, earned the A's and learned the hard way, that it's a bit discouraging for them to see, okay, well, in the real world, somehow it's acceptable to cut corners. And, this is a lesson for future journalists and even journalists in the field, that when you start pursuing ratings at all costs, and it's just all about ratings, then you lose sight of principles. And it would appear that this is what CNN has done. And according to one report, I mean, just to kind of give you an idea of what the mainstream media has been focused on, and what we're talking about is MRC's analysis that they went for, had looked at from May 17th to June 17th, looking at the network evening news. Okay, so this doesn't include cable. This is just ABC, NBC, and CBS. 353 minutes on the evening news since May 17th was on Comey and the Russian investigation. Kind of incredible, especially when you know, you're saying, okay, what is there? You know, where's the beef? You know, we want to know where's the beef. You know, there's no beef here. But they keep on chewing on this thing. And why? Because of the intrigue. It sounds good. You know, the Russians have infiltrated our democratic process. And they, you know, that's the only way to explain that Hillary Clinton, why she lost, because it was, you know, it was Putin. He wanted to orchestrate this. But, of course, you know, logic tells you why would Putin want anybody but Hillary Clinton? He had his way with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, for 8 years. Look at what happened to Russia during the Obama administration. It went really well for them. I mean, so much so that even President Obama got caught. If you remember on that off mic deal telling the president, he says, make sure you tell Vlad that, you know, once I get elected, I get all this messy stuff behind, you know, we'll have a lot more flexibility. What's all that about? What do you mean you're going to have more flexibility? But this is what President Obama is all about. I mean, you know, you wonder, I will apologize to those of you who supported President Obama at all costs. But what is coming out, and we said this was going to happen, not so much while he was in office, because the race card was going to be played. And it was already, anytime anybody suggested something of any kind of discrepancy regarding President Obama or any untruth that he may have said that was absolutely clear that he lied about something, you know, it's like, oh, you're a racist. And all of a sudden got so inflamed. So like, okay, let's stop the conversation before it gets too heated and we start getting nuts here. And you know, they still want to talk about it, which amazes me to this day that the mainstream media with a straight face want to support, you know, the president's birth certificate. Okay, there's clear evidence right here from Sheriff Joe Arpaio. This is an officer of the court who says, we've got a problem with the birth certificate that the president presented that he put on a government website. Which, first of all, it's a false document, wrong. Put it on government, wrong again. I mean, we're talking, you know, legal issues. But there's no one here, as far as we can tell, that has the intestinal fortitude to take on the power of the presidency and even a former president. But I think maybe their nerve might increase on the other side and at the conclusion of his administration. And this is what's starting to come out, is that the deception that came out of President Obama's administration was so much and so often and so overwhelming that you just had to kind of just go along with it and go, okay, I don't want to argue about the birth certificate anymore. I mean, if you can't accept the facts that it is it's a doctored birth certificate. In fact, it's so doctored that they found the birth certificate, Johanna Nee, it was her birth certificate that the president's people lifted the information on in order to manufacture the birth certificate that was posted on the website. Okay? And back then, just another real simple thing was, you know, there wasn't word processing existed. It was old fashioned, right? You did it by typewriters. You couldn't lift things. You can't cut, copy, paste and do it. But they did it on this document, and they discovered that, and this is like anybody. I mean, your daughter, your young daughter who knows the first thing about word processing can figure out how to, you know, how documents work in layers, how they can be cut, copied, pasted, and all that sort of thing. And guess what? There's like 17 layers on this manufactured birth certificate. But the president says, hey, I gave you my birth certificate, so end of story. And the mainstream media has already said that is a fact, just like climate change or global warming, so we can't talk about it anymore. So anybody that does, their voice is invalidated. But again, you know, why we pursue the truth no matter where it leads is because it's critical. Because once you start lying, then how many other lies come into play? You know, how much other deception comes into play? And then we become ripe for all this insanity that that Putin had, you know, yes, he interfered. Okay, I think we can pretty much accept that he interfered. But to what degree? Enough that Hillary Clinton would not be elected president? You know, for those that loved Hillary and the Democrats, you know, they would believe that to be so. But yet, even the same intelligence company agencies that say that he did interfere and attempted to interfere with the election said that not one vote could be documented that was changed as a result of what they did. So a bit nebulous in the conversation that what's it all about? But to invalidate this current president, you talk about a constitutional crisis. You talk about a crisis and a direct attack on our government as we know it. This is what's happening.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It's a government run by we the people. Don't listen to these ruling elites that would get you and try to convince you just because they've graduated from Harvard or some other elite college that they know it all. Boy, they know it so well. We're $20 trillion in debt. We're upside down right now. This is what, smarts without restraint will get you. And And also what it gets you, if you're not going to hold them accountable, is all this deception. As I mentioned, you know, this analysis from MRC showing that 353 minutes on the evening news since May, this is a period from May the 17th to June the 17th, on the Comey Russian investigation. It's just all this stuff. It just makes for intrigue. I mean, it all needs to be labeled either under fake news or fiction, certainly not nonfiction. I mean, it's like, look at it. If you want to write, write a book on fiction or a novel, then that's where it belongs. It doesn't belong in the evening news where it's an opportunity for us to, you know, get caught up with our world and, you know, really understand, you know, what is happening. And certainly in our government, it's so critical. But when it becomes so biased like it has become, then, you know, how can we hold them accountable? What do we know is, you know, the difference between the truth and a lie? It just all becomes partisan. And this is what is blinding America and has us so enraged and disunited. Again, the core of this country is that we need to understand at the end of the day that it's about the United States, not the un-United States, and not all the bifurcation of all these particular interests that says mine, mine, mine. You know, that's not the way it works. It's ours. It is about we the people. It is with the many, there is one. So there it is, 353 minutes. Let me give you the comparative. 47 minutes during the same period of time compared to 353 minutes spent on climate change. 29 minutes on terrorism. Oh, I thought terrorism was like the big thing. I mean, even more concerning, right, than climate change? Well, not according to the mainstream media. So you can start to see their obsession. You can start to see how they are forming the narrative and the perception of we the people. So you got 47 minutes on climate change, 29 minutes on terrorism, 17 minutes on Obamacare repeal and replace, 17 minutes by comparison to the Russian investigation. Okay. And, you know, you would think also, considering how often people are talking about and how concerned they are about healthcare. And we're not even talking about the veracity of the reporting. We're just saying number of minutes here. Okay. We're keeping it neutral. On the economy, that's what President Trump got elected on, right? Guess how many minutes? I mean, single digit, 5 minutes. Compared to 353 minutes on Comey and the Russian investigation on trade, another five minutes. So for CNN, what they were responding to here and, you know, what they see going on, by some of this information is they're chasing ratings. And I can understand this in part because you got a guy like Donald Trump who is a ratings juggernaut. That is a gift. This guy gets attention. Whether it is with The Apprentice, whatever Trump does, he gets attention. You know, the Kardashians could only hope that they would get as much attention as Donald Trump. I mean, look at his Twitter feed. Look at the people that follow him. I mean, millions of people. Yes, he is the president of the United States, but wow, you talk about a juggernaut. He is it. And so the media understand this, and they saw this happening. They saw this dynamic occurring even during the campaigns because, you know, look what would happen with, 16 other candidates trying to get the Republican nomination. Clearly, Donald Trump was far and away leading in terms of getting the attention and having influence. And so the media saw that. So what did they do? You know, even CNN, they started covering his campaigns. I mean, you know, they didn't cover Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's campaigns. Go, wait a minute, you're not covering us as much and you're not all that exciting. I'm sorry. But, you know, for Donald Trump, man, the cameras were there. Why? Because the guy is a ratings juggernaut. So this is what they did. They started chasing ratings. They started going after it. And it was like, the heck with any kind of journalistic principle. We're just going to go after and pursue the ratings. And now, guess what? They've got themselves in a heat of trouble. They're facing, CNN I'm talking about now, is facing a $100 million lawsuit over this most recent botched Russian story, this being reported in the New York Post this morning. The specter of a $100 million libel suit scared CNN into retracting a poorly reported story that slimed an ally of President Trump's, which we reported here a couple of days ago and last week, and forcing out the staffers responsible for it. This is what the Post is reporting. The cable news average of Trump's transition team member, or I should say that cable network CNN's coverage of the Trump transition team member, Anthony Scaramucci, came amid federal scrutiny of corporate parent Time Warner's pending purchase by AT&T and the widespread belief among media execs that CNN president Jeff Zucker can't survive this merger. CNN immediately caved after Scaramucci, a financier, frequent network guest, cried foul and threatened to take legal action, according to sources. Scaramucci got an unusual public apology, but still hired a top Manhattan lawyer to put further pressure on CNN and look after his interest in this matter, according to one source is reporting on this. So CNN, they've got their hands full. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that guy has the money to do all that. Mm-hmm. What happens if they decide to come after a Bill Martinez or somebody like that and smear?
Hey, I'm going to use Facebook crowdfunding. I'm a crowd raiser. We're going to fundraise through Facebook. but yeah, you're right. Scaramucci has the money that he can go after and hire a high-powered. But this is the problem, and you're exactly right. And CNN has been able to bully their way and get away with this stuff. But this is what happens when you chase ratings and you run the edge, because you have to still verify what it is that you're reporting. And this is what's coming out. And also in the press conference yesterday, which I can't remember the gentleman's name. Boy, he was rather irate going after Sarah. Why is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Yes. Going after her. And I thought she handled it, very professionally in saying that she was responding. She was answering the question. And this guy was getting amped up about it and exercised because, he felt like the media was under attack. And he wanted to take one for the team in that room. But the rest of the room, kind of like took three steps back as he was rather excited and amped up about, what she had to share in challenging the media there with all this fake news. And he didn't like being tainted with it. Well, I would have said, look, if the shoe fits, then that's something for you to, investigate and make a conscious decision not to pursue ratings or to come up with fake news. That you if you're going to report something, then you better make sure that it's not because of some quote unquote anonymous tip or some unnamed source. I mean, come on, you can't go and report on things of this nature and not have the backup.
And as far as anonymous sources go, everybody likes to point, well, Deep Throat was an anonymous source and all that. Well, the reporters made it very clear that the information that they were getting was from the same source. Mm-hmm. And things started to stack up to show that source, okay, this is pretty legit.
To your point, what added credibility to this, mysterious source?
They started getting more and more proof based off of what the guy said.
Exactly, exactly. So here, big difference, they have this anonymous source, and, it comes up empty time and time again. Well, after a while, you're spending 353 minutes, just for example, in this one month talking about Comey and Russia and all this, and it's like, what are you coming up with? No collusion, no investigation, please. Give me a break, okay? And this is what America is saying as well. Give me a break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stonestreet rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. David Drucker joins us now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I like what you wrote here. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, there isn't big news about it. When a Republican says he or she wants to repeal and replace Obamacare, the conservative base gets excited. Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, and it's a wonder because when you think about how Obamacare came into being, it wasn't supposed to be a tax until the Supreme Court said it's the only way it's going to pass. You know, John Roberts said it is a tax. And not only was it a tax that he said that he would never, ever level on people, it devastated the middle class because we're talking, what, $700 billion, almost $1 trillion in taxes that hit the middle and lower classes. And now if you take those taxes away, the Democrats say, well, that's only for the it's only for the upper class. Well, if the middle class was affected on the one side, how is that going to benefit, you know, people on higher income levels?
Well, look, I mean, I think there are a couple of issues here, right? I mean, I do think that it's true that the taxes implemented under Obamacare, these were new taxes that did not previously exist for anybody, mostly affect people that are sort of upper middle class and wealthier than that. But they are taxes that hit investments and investment income. And when you do that, there's a conservative argument that you hurt economic growth because it's less money, less of an incentive to invest and less money to put back into the economy. These were, you know, taxes on real estate and other things like that. the Democrats are using an argument that repealing Obamacare is basically a massive tax cut for the wealthy. But, you know, I don't think that's the problem that Republicans have been having politically with this effort. I think the problem they've been having is they're trying to craft a plan that keeps all of the things that, frankly, a lot of Republican voters like about the Affordable Care Act, even though they don't think they like the Affordable Care Act, because there are many parts of it that they don't like, while getting rid of all the stuff that they don't like. And so when you do that, it's very difficult because you have states run by Republicans that embraced Medicaid expansion. And if you're going to reform Medicaid and do things that could affect federal funding for the expansion under Obamacare, you know, there are Republicans concerned about that. Obviously, basically, it's become now almost generally accepted and supported that all of the insurance protections under Obamacare, pre-existing conditions, keeping your kid on your insurance till they're basically not a kid anymore, these are all things that Republican voters want to keep, not just Republican politicians.
Exactly.
And so when you're trying to pay for all that without all of the mandates and taxes under Obamacare, it's hard. It's hard because it doesn't really add up. And that's why Republicans are in such a difficult position. I mean, if they just wanted to pass a straight repeal, there's not a lot of support for that, but that would solve the problem of Obamacare in terms of if you don't like it. But what they're trying to do is basically only do a partial repeal, and that's why this is difficult.
Well, and as you say, key to all this, you want the stuff that you like. Well, at what price, and where are you going to come up with that money? You had roughly, as I mentioned, $700 billion in taxes that were applied to some 20 different taxes, according to this one analysis. 30 million Americans had flexible savings accounts. Obamacare raised taxes there, even though he said he would never raise taxes on anybody. I mean, this was a mantra, making less than $250,000 a year. So that was one case. Another 20 million Americans who had health savings accounts, they got a tax there. You had $2,000 for a family of four, call it a tax, a penalty, whatever you want to call it, if you, you know, chose not to participate in Obamacare. You got hit with that. Mainstream media says $700 billion tax cut is for the rich. But when you consider the relief of these, I mean, this is all lower income, middle class people that had to they got hit with this. And, this could potentially go away under, the Republicans' plan. So, as you say, there's lots of moving parts to this, David, and I'm not sure that because the way it's being reported, that people are not getting, the full measure of what it is that the Senate is trying to work through and what they're trying to offer, because all we hear is the, contrarian viewpoint. And you understand that's politics, so we're all
right.
Boys
well, look,
and girls,
I mean,
and it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, look, I get all of that. I don't think I don't think the problem is how it's being reported. I think the problem is that the two things Republicans want to do the most, they're either not doing a good job of selling or they don't have enough projections to prove that things would work the way they want it to work. And I am not saying that they wouldn't. And obviously we know that Obamacare was unpopular for 7 years, despite all of the things that people now seem to like about it. So it's a very sort of complicated issue. This is, the Republicans didn't start out to repeal a law everybody liked, and lo and behold, people are upset.
Right.
They started out to repeal and replace a law that nobody, that most people, a majority of people, 7 years running, didn't like because of so many problems and so many regulations. The issue is now that they're in a position to actually do so, they have to grapple with the criticism of what that would entail. And that include, and at the same time, it's they don't have the kind of information at the ready that can tell, your average family or your average just individual who buys healthcare on the open market or gets it through their employer Here's how much your premiums would go down. Here's how much choice you would have. Here's how much access you would have. The problems with Obamacare are many, but the thing that is driving the opposition among, you know, rank and file Republican voters is premiums keep going up. Deductibles are so unaffordable. People have insurance they don't feel like they can use.
Exactly.
And so the best way to sell this would be able to say, if you have a $10,000 deductible that you can't afford, guess what? It's going to go down to $5,000 or $2,500, or it'll go down 15% every year, and it'll settle out around this rate in about 5 or 6 years, but you're going to get a lot of relief.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some projection on that, but it's not the same sort of projection as making people worry that if you currently have care, you know, through the Medicaid expansion in your state, here's how you're going to have care after that. And in fact, it's a lot of the problems that Obamacare faced, because, you know, President Obama had to promise that if you like your doctor and your plan, you can keep
exactly.
it. Republicans knew that wasn't true. They said it wasn't true. It helped them win votes because voters didn't trust Obama. And then it actually happened that people lost their doctor and their plan. And it really cost the Democrats. So it's kind of like the Republicans are dealing with the same problem in reverse, which is the fear of the unknown by voters because they don't really know how it's going to shake out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the current system, but they don't know how the new system's going to work. It's sort of similar to before. You know, when they were selling Obamacare, voters knew they didn't really like the current system. They wanted changes, but they didn't trust or know how the new system was going to work out, so they didn't support it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans are now faced with the same issue. And because this is, again, just like with the Democrats, a partisan exercise, there's only one place the blame is going to go.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, because what we're not even dealing with, as you say, you talk about the unknown, and that is the movement to, you know, turn more of this over to the states, which I think is a smart move. But it's going to take time for people to really discern what that translates, because each state's going to deal with it differently, right?
And, you know, again, and one of the issues with bringing down premiums and deductibles and all of that is, one of the things that makes that so expensive is that the government, mandates
right.
that you must provide all these.
We got to leave it right there. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thank you, David.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we bring on James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Bill, how are you?
Hey, terrific. I'm back on the East Coast fighting off the bugs, man. I don't know what it is. You know, I do know what it is. The bugs live here.
It's the humidity.
The pesky mosquitoes, man. Those in the no-see-ums, man. I'm going to ship them back, you know, somewhere, wherever they came from.
Yeah, but you get rid of the mosquitoes, and out here we'll get rid of Jerry Brown.
Oh, hey.
We'll do a swap.
Just don't bring him to Florida, please. That's why I left the West Coast. But, I mean, if nothing else, it's just comic relief. Hey, real quick, before we get in, talk about Johnny Depp and the trouble he may be in, I wanted to get your read on SCOTUS's decision to listen to the travel ban issue that several district courts have said no go and compromised the heck out of our national security. I mean, thank God nothing real critical is going on here, but, you know, how can we be delayed on a presidential edict to do his job to protect and secure American citizens?
Yeah, so what the Supreme Court did today is that they said, at least for now, until the fall when they hear the whole case, a part of the ban, or that I call the moratorium, mm-hmm. that's really temporary, will continue with respect to foreign nationals who lack any bona fide relations with a person or entity in the United States, meaning that those people that are coming to visit their relatives, if they really have relatives, or people that are coming back and forth due to jobs or employment, are not going to be part of what the Supreme Court has carved out in the interim. And really, that's fine for national right. security, but it also will engender, the ACLU will be filing lots of lawsuits and keep lots of their lawyers busy claiming, stretching the meaning of the Supreme Court's language. What are bona fide relations with a person or entity in the United States? They're going to be litigating that, mm-hmm. and they're going to go back to the Ninth Circuit and the other activist judges who did something terribly, terribly wrong in the early decisions. I was very optimistic, and I still am optimistic that the Supreme Court will confirm this ruling. They'll probably carve it out this way,
right.
but they'll confirm it. And the reason for that is even the liberal justices, even Stephen Breyer and Kagan and Sotomayor, they have got to be concerned about the language that was used and the approach that was used by these activist judges in the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit, particularly, where they were taking statements from the campaign.
Exactly.
And using it to interpret a law.
Right.
An executive order.
Well, and as you and I talked about, if you're going to do that, then why don't you take the statements that President Trump made to the 50 Muslim leaders?
That's exactly right. Or why don't we overturn Obamacare completely by using President Obama's statement, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period.
Yes, exactly.
So you can't do that. You can't have a precedent where the court becomes a research arm of the news and scouring through statements of a president to interpret the validity of an executive order. And so I'm very optimistic. I think this is a good sign, and I think it's going to be good for the country and for national security. And it seems like the momentum has shifted and that President Trump is on a roll when you consider Georgia 6.
Right.
You consider this. You consider the new news that's coming out that shows the Obama administration sat on their hands, even though they knew allegedly,
that
reportedly, that there was Russian meddling and did nothing because they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win like everybody else.
Right.
So it's and that looks bad for them. But the problem is, of course, as we're discussing this news, Special Counsel Mueller has expanded already his department to exceed many state attorney generals' entire legal team. I mean,
right.
He's got, I don't know what he is now, like 14 or 15 lawyers, and there are these left-wing bulldogs, is what you'd have to call them. They're all Obama donors, Hillary donors, even one lawyer who worked for the Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. You know, this guy, it looks like he's going to be out of control, and it's not legitimate, as I pointed out on your show.
Right.
He's a guy that needs to recuse himself. He's going forward. He seems to be an apparatchik of the bureaucracy, and I hope at some point either the Congress or the president shuts them down.
Exactly. Sure looks like a witch hunt, sounds like a witch hunt, walking like a witch hunt. What do you think?
It's a witch hunt.
Survey says 100% it is a witch hunt. Yes.
You have the investigation of a crime that can't be prosecuted, that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a witch hunt for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, President Obama, you know, told Mitt Romney that it was all part of his 80s foreign policy, and that they wanted their foreign policy back. That's where he left it. He ignored it, left it in the 80s, and and of course the mainstream media is not about to let any egg sit on his face.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not at all.
Well, let's talk Johnny Depp. Another one of these crazy celebs. Give them a microphone, and they think the whole scenario du jour is let's bash Trump, let's threaten Trump, let's talk about assassinating him or hurting him and his family in some sort of crazy way. Who's going to be knocking on his door pretty soon?
Better be the Secret Service. I think these guys are the best of the best. They are going to be knocking on his door because there's a specific federal statute, Title 18, Section 1871. It says if you knowingly and willfully make a threat to the life of the president, it's a felony. And what he said this time, this is the worst of all the Hollywood celebrities that have spoken out. This is the worst and the dumbest.
Mm.
And his lawyers talked to him because there's a scripted apology that he came out with where he discussed the intent. Oh, I didn't intend. I was joking. Blah, blah, yes. Blah. But look, when you say, first of all, before he ever said the remark that we're going to talk about, he said, quote, this is going to be in the press and it will be horrible. So he knew that what he was saying was a vile act. He intended it to be vile.
Well, exactly.
And so what he brought up, he said, essentially, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president Then he went on to say, I'm not an actor. I lie for a living. But this is the part that really gets him in trouble. However, it's been a while, and maybe it's time.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was referring to the assassination of President Lincoln
sure.
by an actor, John Wilkes Booth. And, oh, it's been a while, and it's time. That's just, and he's overseas, and he knows Congressman Steve Scalise is lying in a hospital on an assassination attempt. Johnny Depp has to pay a price.
Yeah.
And I think the Secret Service should investigate. I think they have to look into the fact that Johnny Depp has allegations against him for violent behavior
yeah.
by his ex-wife.
Exactly.
And it's come out just in the last few days in a lawsuit that he has with his management. So he may, there may even be an indictment this time, but at the very least, there has to be an investigation, and the public has to make him pay
well,
at
you
the
know,
box office.
I mean, look what's happened. I mean, with the celebs before him, Madonna gets away with it, talks about blowing up the White House. You have the Kathy Griffin, you know, demonstration, her depiction of Trump's head removed. And, you know, Johnny Depp, we've got an actual assassination attempt, as you and I discussed, could have been a lot worse. And could you imagine the crisis we'd have been in if that guy got on the other side of the fence? And suddenly we're missing 15 congressmen and senators, you know, from the roll call there. This could have been just one incredible disaster. And as if that's not bad enough, then you got knuckleheads making comments. It's like, well, Scalise, you know, he kind of deserved it. And I mean, the disrespect, I mean, it's just like,
it's unbelievable. And it's been going on for a long time. During the campaign, actor Mickey Rourke wanted to be alone in a room and bash then candidate Trump with a Louisville Slugger baseball
right.
bat. Larry Wilmer from Comedy Central, now he's not there anymore, but he talked about suffocating candidate Trump at the time mm-hmm. with, get this, the pillow they used to kill Scalia.
Oh, geez.
This is supposed to be humor.
Wow.
Marilyn Manson, who's a shock rocker, you expect
yes.
garbage like this, but he portrayed Trump lying on a concrete floor, decapitated in a pool of his blood. George Lopez had an image he tweeted, again, decapitation. Robert De Niro, Snoop Dogg. Then the, of course,
hey, our own vice president. Our own vice president. Why don't take him out back and school him, you know, with a little pugilistic left-right,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Lord
so
have mercy.
It's like
crazy.
The violent rhetoric is way out of control, and we have a criminal statute, and I want the Secret Service to, you know, I'm hoping they're going to knock on Johnny's door.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think, like I say, you know, Depp has made a fortune. An absolute fortune portraying his Captain Jack mm. in those Disney movies, Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. And he just had one out.
Yes.
And that's what he was promoting, some other film. But I think he has to pay a price. I think
yeah.
it's time.
I think it's about time. Well, James, we got to leave it there.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.